Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, sir. How are you today?
Hey, man.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing well. Well, Andy and I are both in the, excuse me, you got to win mode. And we're trying not to dwell on, all right, it wasn't the prettiest win, and they were on their 17th string quarterback, and he was a rookie, and blah, 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 blah. Browns needed a win, and they got one, Scott.
Yeah, I agree with that approach, fellas. I mean, if they wound up winning by 10, I know it wasn't the 13 or 13 and a half the Browns were favored by, but, you know, that's still a pretty comfortable win in the NFL. I know there were some worrisome moments in the first half and even, you know, maybe too much drama in the second half, but, you know, to me it always felt like the Browns are the better team. I always thought that they were going to pull out the win, and, you know, they did enough stuff to get that win. So you got one out of the way, and now I think it's probably time to get on a little bit of a run.
Jarvis concern and what they might do to just maybe reshuffle the deck on in that wide receiver spot moving forward.
Yeah, if he misses any significant time, yeah, that's a huge loss. You know, from a production standpoint, you know, he's super reliable. Baker looks for him on third downs. From a team leadership standpoint, a heart and soul of the team standpoint, that's huge. I think if he's out and Odell continues to miss time, then Kevin Stefanski is going to really have to change his, I don't know, schemes, probably not the right word, but his game plans. I think you're going to have to go focus with the tight ends more, you have to try to run the ball more, maybe slow down the games. Because, you know, as much as Donovan Peoples-Jones impressed in training camp and Anthony Schwartz flashed against the Chiefs, and we know who Rashard Higgins is, I don't love those guys as your 1, 2, and 3. You know, I like those guys a lot better as your 3, 4, and 5. So if Jarvis can't go this week or for a couple of weeks or however long, I think the Browns really need Odell to play. And if he's not ready, then they have to change things. If Odell is ready, then I feel better about the receiving core because you have that still number one guy out there that defenses have to respect. And I think you can figure it out and not change too much. But if you're missing your top two, I think if any team's missing their top two, that really impacts what a coaching staff can do.
Without those guys, Donovan Peoples-Jones was on the field quite a bit. Hollywood Higgins was on the field quite a bit. Yet Baker didn't, and Baker was terrific, you know, 19 of 21, but they didn't throw a ton to the wide receivers yesterday. Is that, was that game? Was that Baker's arm being not as, I mean, how could it be as strong after he got bashed on the left shoulder and had to go into the locker room? Or is it a lack of confidence in those wide receivers? Scott, I would think that's not it. I would think it's the other factors.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. Jeff, I think, you know, Kevin Stefanski said once Baker hurt that left shoulder that I didn't want to get him hit. So that means you can't take seven-step drops and try to go deep, right? You're trying to get the ball out of your hands, which changes, you know, your target. So that becomes more tight ends, more running backs. So I think that was probably the biggest thing. You know, the Texans play that Tampa 2 defense a bunch, you know, so I think that makes it harder to get the ball outside to receivers. But then I do think if you look in the huddle or you line up at the line of scrimmage and look out wide and you don't have Odell and you don't have Jarvis, I think as a quarterback, you might shift your focus and say, okay, you know, I trust my tight ends maybe more than I trust my receivers to get open on a given snap. I think that's maybe human nature. And if I were Baker Mayfield, I think I might think that way too. Not that these guys aren't going to catch the ball, but you maybe have a thought of, hey, are they going to get open like I think they can get open? Are they going to run the route like I want them to run the route? So I think all of that factors in. And again, you know, he trusts Rashard Higgins. We know that. He trusts DPJ. You know, and Higgins catches the ball every time you throw it to him. But, you know, there's a reason that Higgins opened the season as your fourth or fifth receiver, right?
Yeah.
You like Odell better and you like Jarvis better.
Only 5 targets yesterday, by the way, guys, for wide receivers, which is kind of hard to believe in an NFL game in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, that is. I mean, that's definitely worth noting. Again, he only threw the ball 21 times, right? So, you know, that's. You would think it'd be more than that, but again, no Jarvis. And, you know, when he completes 19 to 21, it's hard to argue with where he was going with the ball.
Do we want to tackle the defense here? You know, they bring in all kinds of speed. There's a lot of fan questions about, you know, what is the philosophy of this defense? If you've got, you know, they're a faster defense than they were last year, no matter how you look at the tackling or you look at anything else. How do they utilize that and how do they get better? How do they integrate Myles Garrett into the defense a little bit more? And I don't know, maybe he's just being double-teamed and I'm just not noticing him.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting that Myles did not have much of an impact yesterday. You know, I think part of that's probably Laremy Tunsil at left tackle for the Texans. You know, the one snap, he left the game at the end of the second quarter. You know, Myles drew a hold on the backup tackle. So I think the left tackle does make a difference in Myles' impact on the game. You know, he does get chipped and double teamed. Myles said after the game the Texans had a good plan. They kind of crossed up the Browns, what they thought they were going to do early, threw it more. You know, they're trying to contain the run. That led Tyrod Taylor get off to a good start. But, you know, when Myles doesn't have a sack or really doesn't have an impact, that's noteworthy. And it's, you know, I don't know, concerning because, you know, Myles is going to be fine. But it speaks to why the defense wasn't particularly good yesterday and why it struggled, because one of your best players doesn't have an impact. You look at Denzel Ward, gave him some plays early. You know, he might be your second best player. When those guys struggle or don't play up to what we think they're going to, their potential, then I think the defense is going to have issues. I think the overlying issues with the defense, it's still a work in progress. It's still getting these guys to fit. You know, you don't think that even on the D-line, well, what's the big deal? You just pin your ears back and go rush a quarterback. But Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney keep saying that it is a learning curve, and there's growing pains with having so many new faces, even just on the D-line. So I know Joe Woods is getting a lot of criticism, and I understand it. And the defense, you know, has been bad on third down, which needs to be fixed, and it didn't look good in the first half yesterday. But I don't think it's all Joe Woods, and I do think it's too early to make any big judgments about the defense. I expect it to get better. I think Grant Delpit will help. He showed up yesterday in his first action. The more he plays, I think that'll help. You get Anthony Walker Jr. back in the middle, you know, in a couple of weeks. You know, I just think it's too early to worry too much about this defense.
People should be patient, shouldn't they? And I agree with you on that. In my head, it's like, okay, you have a lot of pieces here. Let's see it come together. But I think it's unfair, Scott, if you don't give it just a little bit of time. That's not realistic.
No, and I think any first couple of games, you have to have that approach, you know, that mindset of being patient, especially with all these new faces on defense and all the moving pieces and guys in and out of the lineup, not only through the first 2 weeks, but throughout training camp and the preseason. You know, it hasn't been a cohesive unit. And, you know, I'm rewatching the game, and I'm looking at that Davis Mills drive in the third and fourth quarter where they converted all those third downs. You know, one of them, Ronnie Harrison's one-on-one with the tight end. The Browns get some pressure. Mills makes a good throw. Gets it out of his hands quick. It's a good throw. The coverage wasn't bad. They complete a first down. Then they have third and 13, and they get pressure. The quarterback dumps it off to the running back. Troy Hill misses a tackle. Malik McDowell comes flying from the line of scrimmage and pushes the guy forward 4 yards for a first down. And Malcolm Smith got hurt at the beginning of the play and fell down, and it was kind of in his area. So, you know, if Troy Hill makes a tackle, they get off the field, and I think people aren't as complaining about Joe Woods, right? Because it's not. He doesn't lead the long touchdown drive. They don't convert 4 out of 4. So it's not all on the coordinator, and you need to you know, you need players to make plays on third down, and you need your best players to show up more than they did.
There was another part of me yesterday that said, you know, I think sometimes we just assume Kevin Stefanski has been coaching in the league, has been a head coach in the league for, you know, years, right? But that, you know, that's just not the reality of it. When you look at, what is he, 14-6 overall? He's 13-7, right, with last year with the playoffs. I mean, you're still looking at a guy who's had 20 games, right? I think sometimes we need to step back and think, okay, he still needs more time too.
Yeah, that's interesting, Andy. You're right. I mean, he's still a young head coach, but I don't know if I watch many games where I say, man, Stefanski didn't do the right thing there, or he looks like, you know, he's not ready for a call or not ready for a situation. It really does feel like he's on top of just about everything. Now, that doesn't mean he can't call the game better, and I'm sure there's calls that, you know, there's always calls you would want to have back. And, you know, does he get to the end of the game and go, man, should I've gotten a couple more carries to Nick Chubb, or, you know, whatever it is. And not to, you know, pile on David Culley, but, you know, like that decision to decline the penalty and then punt on 4th-and-2.
Yeah, like, that was nuts.
I can't believe he did it, and there's no way Kevin Stefanski would ever do that, right? So,
right.
I still am really impressed with Stefanski, and yeah, I'm sure he will get better the more experience he gets, but I think he's doing a heck of a job.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. You mentioned, you know, Kevin looks back, hey, I should have got more carries for Nick Chubb. He had 11 yesterday. Yeah. I'd love to get Nick more carries. Demetric Felton was on the field for 3 plays yesterday. That was it. 2 catches, 1 big touchdown. There's another guy you kind of want to see more of. And so with the wide receivers dinged up a little bit right now, I wonder, does this, you know, how do you make everybody happy? And, you know, your wide receivers had 5 targets yesterday. Wow. Okay, yeah. What happens when you come up against a better defense and everything else? There's just so many guys here who you want to see get the football, Scott. It's not possible. It's just not.
It's not, and you have to prioritize, right? And Nick Chubb would be at the top of that priority list.
Yeah.
I think yesterday was a weird game. You know, you had a couple of turnovers in the first half, which changes the flow of things. I thought the running game struggled early. There were some tackles, you know, some negative runs that I thought Kevin Stefanski then said, okay, we got to throw the ball to get in some kind of rhythm. And then they went back to Chubb, and obviously he had a huge second half and huge numbers in general. You know, I don't know. I'd always like to see Chubb get, you know, at least 15 or 16 carries. It feels like, you know, 18 to 20 is kind of the sweet spot that the coaching staff is aiming for. But he got him when they needed him yesterday, you know, when the game was on the line. They gave the ball to Nick Chubb. And it's interesting. You mentioned Felton. You know, he's not going to get time at running back because you have Chubb and Hunt, right? Unless somebody gets hurt, those guys are going to get the playing time at running back. So if Felton's going to have a role, it's probably in the receiver room if guys are still hurt, right? If Landry and Beckham miss time, then you can figure out a role for Felton. I know what he did yesterday. I know the big touchdown. You know, I'd still have him behind other guys, right? I mean, he's a rookie. You see, he struggled in the opener. He played better yesterday. It's just interesting how Stefanski's going to make all those pieces work. And I think fans, again, have to be patient that, you know, first of all, there's going to be growing pains. We saw Schwartz play great against the Chiefs, and then he was shut out yesterday, and he quits on the route that turns into an interception, right? That's, you know, he had a rough game. So there's going to be those ups and downs for a rookie. I think Felton's going to be the same way. So not everybody's going to have a big game every week, and you have to remember that, yeah, Felton showed up, but given the choice, I'd still rather see Odell, Jarvis, DPJ get most of those reps at receiver. You just have to find the right spots for a guy like Felton and a guy like Schwartz.
Scott, thank you, sir. Andy, you have one more? I'm sorry.
No. I was just thinking about what he just said. I agree with you. Yep. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Scott, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownsZone.com, where you can read all of his work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.